Episode 309, What You Desire Inspires Others.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you doing? I pray you are having a glorious day and know that I am thinking about you always. I so enjoy our chat time, and I hope you do too. In fact, what have you been up to lately? Are you getting into trouble? Surely not. You're working on your 60-day push goals, aren't you? Yes, you are. Why? Because we are on day 14. Can you believe it? We are almost mid-November, and it goes by so fast. Well, today, I really just wanted to chat with you a little bit about what you desire inspires others. Sometimes we don't think of life that we are somebody else's inspiration. We're always in search of inspiration. But a lot of times, you are an inspiration to others. And when you begin to focus on that perspective, then sometimes obtaining your goals and keeping that focus on your goals and doing the next step is exactly what you need to keep moving forward. And you don't get stuck. And those goals become what? They're tangible and you reach them, whether they're your daily goals or your time goals. You can do it. Why? Because what you desire inspires others. Now, if you are brand new and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm liking this. You know, whether or not this is your first time listening to us or your 150th time listening, why don't you text 60-day push, that's 60-DAYPUSH, all one word, to the number 44222. And you too can obtain tools and strategies throughout these next 60 days to actually use them and to really help not only to inspire others, but to inspire yourself to maintain your goals and keep them in front of you so that when you come into 2016, you're creating massive momentum and you're not waiting for 2016. Who wants to wait till the ball drops on January 1st of 2016? Why not start now? That's what we're doing here at our 60-day push goal. Okay, now we gotta talk a little bit about what you desire. What do you desire? Where are you going? Now, when you are desiring something, that means you want it. You want to make it a part of you, whether it's a new business, maybe you're working on your relationship with your husband, maybe it's, you just simply want to have, you know, kind of a civil household where it runs like maybe more normal than normal, because normal right now is total chaos. And you're like, I have got to bring these children down to a point where, okay, we can talk to each other and not feel like we're screaming at each other, right? You know, days get like that. As you begin to work on these goals, people are watching you. Did you know that? You may not realize it, but the influence you have on friends and family, even strangers, by the actions you take daily, you are inspiring others. You have great influence. And a lot of people are, you know I go out and I search for inspiration. I buy books. Go look at my library downstairs. I mean, I have books upon books upon books. My husband's like, can you stop buying books? How much more do you need to read? Even if I only read one page, I still want to have the book. And the thing is we're always searching for that inspiration, that motivation to keep going. However, you know what? Your inspiration could be right in front of you. People are watching closely. Your coworkers, your friends, your children's parents are watching you. Your family, your own children are paying attention to what you are doing in your life. Even if they're not carrying on a conversation about it, even if they don't say, hey, so what are you doing? What have you been up to lately? You know, like I just asked you a few moments ago. They still care. They're watching you, but they're watching you from, well, a little safe distance. They don't want to have too much information because that means they are invested in it. And when they become invested, what? That means they're either going to have success or failure. And a lot of people don't even want to approach that. So when you are being watched, most of the time you don't know you're being watched. You are an influencer. What you desire actually inspires others. So think about this. When you're beginning to get yourself all wrapped up in you needing inspiration, you need to look at, well, maybe what I'm doing is actually giving inspiration. And from that, what? You gain inspiration right back. How crazy. You don't even need a book. You don't even need to listen to me. Okay, yes, you need to listen to me because I enjoy our chats. So don't turn me off yet, okay? But I do want to know, and I want you, I want to know what you're doing for your inspiration. So send me a note to 60daypush@createyournow.com. I really want to know how you continue to move yourself forward in reaching your daily goals and your time goals. Communicate with me, because if you don't, I don't read minds. Kind of hard to read minds over the airways, but do know that I am praying for you. Now, I wanted to give you a little example. In my walkings and doings of life, we moved here recently up north. And interestingly enough, I live in a neighborhood that where I walk, when you walk a certain path, which is still actually within my neighborhood, it's just a little over a mile of a walk. And it's fantastic because it's like having my own track, walking track or running track in my backyard. And I don't have to go very far. I just do it, and I don't even have to worry about any form of fitness equipment. I don't have to have a Fitbit or any of that jazz in order to figure out how many times. All I have to do is count how many times I go around this circle. And so when we first moved here, I was very much a runner, and I was running every single day. And I would be out there. Sometimes I would run for an hour to 2 hours, depending upon if I was doing a short run or a long run. And I ended up meeting one of my neighbors. Now, my neighbors is like that I'm talking about is probably like 20 houses down from me. So he's not like just right next door, but he would watch me and I would see him. And of course, we're brand new to the neighborhood, and I would wave and say hello. And you know, just it would be just very basic, nice greetings and not any heavy conversation. But I would continue to work out, and months and now years have passed. And we now have had longer conversations, and I would consider him not just a neighbor, but a friend of ours. And so this man, he is absolutely wonderful. His wife is precious, and they're older. They actually probably could be my parents, actually, so they're a little bit older. And one day I noticed that he was looking a little slimmer. And I didn't really think much about it. And so, you know, a few months pass. Well, we ended up running into each other. Literally, he was outside and I was running. Well, okay, I didn't run him over, but I did run into him, as in I stopped briefly. And he said, "Hey, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while." And I said, "Yeah, it was cold weather and it was kind of yucky." And during that season in my life, yeah, it was. The weather was not good. And so I had moved everything inside. I was on my treadmill and working on my elliptical, et cetera. So he didn't see me very much outside. Well, now the weather's better. And of course, he sees me and he says, "Well, I've really missed seeing you around." He goes, "You know, you've always been my inspiration." Who would have thought? I'm sitting here, a person. He's never met me before. We have no family, no friends when we moved here. We knew nobody, basically. And this man who had just been watching me doing what I do when I'm working on my personal goals, I was inspiring him. And he never, ever shared that with me. And now he's lost over 35 pounds. How cool is that? You know, it's amazing that when you begin to work on your own goals, people notice, but they don't want to say anything because they don't want to make that mistake of, you know, have you ever been in that situation where maybe somebody's a little too heavy and you go, "Oh, are you expecting a child?" And they are so not expecting a child. They've just gained a little bit of extra turkey weight. You know, we've had those moments. So when you're embarrassed like that, a lot of times now, just through experiences, you learn to keep your mouth shut. And a lot of times as strangers and friends, when we begin to invest in each other, that means we have to give energy. We have to give support that, frankly, we don't want to do. And so I'm here to tell you their secret, that they're watching you and that you are an inspiration to them, even though they are not telling you that. Okay, let's try that again. You are an inspiration to them, even though they are not voicing you being an inspiration. So you need to take heart that what you desire inspires others. When you're feeling like you are down with the gophers and you do not feel like coming out and seeing the daylight, you need to go get out and get away from those gophers, and you need to see the daylight because people are watching you and they're responding to what you're doing. Why? Because you are their inspiration. So when you are the little gopher, don't be the gopher. Go out there and be the eagle and go soar high because you know what? Someone's always looking up to you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.